Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances, brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And, man, have we got a lot to cover in the broadcast. In fact, yesterday's show was so busy with two incredible guests, I didn't even have time to cover the recap for Wednesday. So if you missed Wednesday's show, I'm telling you, it was a great broadcast. It was Sam Bushman, and I had riding shotgun on the show, James Edwards with me. James Edwards is well known for the discussions relating to race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, James Edwards, a talk show host in his own right, as you know, every Saturday night, his radio program is available. And thepoliticalcesspool.org to get more details for live and on-demand radio, free. Anyway, we talked a lot about a bunch of different topics, 2 hours long. And as you know, James Edwards wrote the book Racism, Shmacism as well. And that book ought to be updated. He wrote it about 10 years ago. But man, is it more relevant today than it's ever been. Anyway, I digress except to say great interview with James. We talked about government funding as part of Trump's, quote, Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, basically your tax dollars shepherded vaccines through the research and development process and made, the vaccines available so fast. I say shame on Donald. You know what? Where in the Constitution does it say the government can steal our tax money, lock us all down, and then use our money to create a vaccine and then speed it through, skipping the normal checks and balances to make sure it's safe and effective, huh? Well, Sam, it's an emergency. We've got to. All right, we'll talk about that next hour in more detail. Bill Gates, believe it or not, says the coronavirus could still be a risk well into 2022. Did you hear me? Bill Gates, the computer guy, well-known philanthropist, promoter extraordinaire of vaccinations. Bill Gates, coronavirus could still be a risk well into 2022. Anthony Fauci says, quote, social distancing, masks are still necessary even after getting the vaccinations. Twitter, quote, time to say goodbye to Periscope. I guess they're shutting down their live streaming app. They built most of the technology into other Twitter services, so not necessary anymore. Bye-bye, Periscope. They say Trump will lose his current world leader status and exemptions after Joe Biden takes office on January 20th, 2021, exposing him to, quote, stricter moderation is what they call it. In October, believe it or not, Twitter blocked the New York Post account after the New York Post refused to delete a tweet linking to a controversial story about Hunter Biden. Yeah, Ted Cruz says that's election interference. So here's what I don't understand, how people aren't arrested here. You've literally got Twitter blocking a New York Post account spreading news about Hunter Biden. Right? Senator Ted Cruz and others are saying, hey, that's election manipulation and fraud. And then you've got other senators that are saying, there's no fraud. We can't find it. I kid you not. It's amazing how one group can say there's zero evidence, zero. And then the other group just brings out evidence line item after evidence line item after evidence line item. We're not even on the same page for discussions. Some say the sun's not rising, and others say, what are you talking about? You got a sunburn, buddy. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it isn't even happening. I mean, I've never seen such dishonesty in my life, doubling down for the narrative of choice. All right, we talked about the credit card processing company decided to stop processing donations for the American Family Association. They did this without warning. Overnight, there is no doubt because we are a Christian ministry and we take a public moral stand on issues. Yes, we are pursuing legal remedies for this. Don Wildman explains, or I'm sorry, Tim Wildman. And he's president of the American Family Association. So literally now they're shutting down the credit card transaction capabilities of the American Family Association. Now, there is a good news, little silver lining in this piece to some degree. They say this is great news. The new credit card company is willing to process transactions. And the old company now, after a lot of work from attorneys, is willing to turn over the data. So it's easier to charge the credit cards, etc. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get me wrong. It's good news, but it's negative good news, not positive good news. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? I'll explain. You know what? They shut down my credit cards. I moved to a new processor. They say we won't give you the data from the old processor. Therefore, you got to start all over and collecting the information, especially if you have people a lot on monthly transactions, etc. You know, having everybody re-sign up is going to be very difficult. Then they say, hey, we'll give you the information. So they got it, which is good. But it's kind of like the guy that gets sued and then he fights, spends a month's money, and then he wins and he's not sued anymore, but he doesn't get any redress of grievance money. So, yeah, I won, but it cost me $100,000. Did I win or did I lose? Okay, it's kind of like that, you know, song, should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double, right? It's kind of like that, okay? That's what I mean. And so I'm grateful that they won and that they got a new credit card transaction company that could process the cards. That's great. And I'm also glad that they were able to push the old company to provide the data. Those are two good news pieces. But it's just digging out of a hole good news, right? It would have been better news if the credit card company hadn't shut them down and caused all this trouble in the first place. How much money did it cost to get lawyers to fight to get the old data moved to the new company? How much time and how much money and how much effort did it take to move to the new transaction processing company in the first place? See what I mean? So it's good news. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to be negative about the news, but I do want to say we are always on defense. Okay, this is a defensive good news story is what I guess I should call it, right? I mean, it's great that we fought and won and stopped them, but we had to still move to another company at great expense. We still lost time and money and effort and all the transactional changes. Okay, what about the repercussions for all that work and effort and cost and time? Okay, what about that? So yes, we won, and I'm grateful for that. Don't misunderstand me. But we have got to go on the offensive. It's kind of like this. Donald Trump won, man. He proved that there was no Russian collusion. Yeah, but it took 4 years and $30+ million. And how much negative effects did that even have going into the next election that now they say President Trump has lost, even though we say there's tons of vote fraud? Did Trump win? I guess so, because there's no collusion. There's no Russian evidence to tie President Trump to Russia in the way they claimed. So it's good news, right? But I'm saying it's defensive good news. It's not offensive good news, per se. It would have been much better news if they wouldn't have lied in the first place, creating this fiasco that's so expensive and time-consuming, and I go on and on and on and on. Okay, so I mean, I understand good news, but I want to put things in perspective, and I don't mean that to be negative. I mean it to be a reality check for us patriots. I guess it's good news if they beat us up and we live. I'd prefer they don't beat us up. I think the good news would be if we could get along and disagree agreeably. See what I'm talking about? All right, Federal Reserve, this is a bad news piece in my opinion, joins Climate Network to cheers from the left, according to the New York Times. The Federal Reserve is joining a network of central banks and other financial regulators. They're basically working on crafting their response in the banking world, if you will, to the climate change reality, if you can call it that. Okay, again, is this good news or bad news? You know, if you care about the environment and the planet and climate change, it's great news, right? Not so fast. Okay, it isn't about taking care of the earth God gave us. Of course we should be stewards of the earth and take care of it, right? But they're turning this into a political ploy to manipulate us. Okay, for example, the next headline says, should climate change deniers be prosecuted? Yeah, they're really talking about prosecuting those who don't believe in and who speak out against climate change. Okay, I'm a climate change denier. Not because I don't believe the climate changes, but because I don't believe the narrative they put to it, that I'm the horrible human destroying everything and everybody because I want to live my life. Because I want to have children as God asked me to do, multiply and replenish the earth. Because I want to live a life that has air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter and all this kind of stuff. You know, I want to eat meat and I want to do all these things that they believe are negative. And if they want to attack that and make laws against my life and my lifestyle, then I push back. They say, you're a denier. We should prosecute you. George Soros invests $220 million to help, quote, realize racial equality. Group will invest $150 million into grants for what are called black-led racial groups. And another $70 million for local justice reform. Criminal justice reform, is that what they call it? Yeah. And civic engagement is what they're calling it. Wow, this is all in Wednesday's news report. How relevant it is now, huh? Quick pause. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Sam Bushman and James Edwards, who was riding shotgun on Wednesday's show, finished up the hour by talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have signed a multi-million dollar deal with Spotify, yeah, to create podcasts. They created Archwell Audio, and their goal is to create these podcasts. They say content that will uplift and entertain audiences around the world. I hope they do. But I look at that, and I kind of find that interesting. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, millions of dollars? Do we even know if they can produce a good podcast at this point? I know they're both kind of rock stars. You know, you got royalty, and you got a well-known actress or whatever, but I look at it and go, why would you come out of the gate and give them millions of dollars? Wouldn't you want to see how well they do and get their sea legs under them first? Anyway, I find that kind of interesting. But I'm happy in the sense that, you know what? At least they're trying to bring news forward that'll cheer people up and information that'll, you know, delight audiences and cheer people up. We need more of that. Some say that's what Liberty Roundtable Live should become. The problem is, I believe we have a responsibility to bring forward news the networks refuse to use. And you know what? We don't really try to please people with this broadcast. What we try to do is bring forward the news and bring forward, I would say, positive expectations and understanding. Okay? Sometimes the truth is difficult. Many would say that's negative. I would say sometimes the truth is difficult to deal with. Okay? It's not fun to hear things. For example, this story about the American Family Association and credit cards. I don't mean to be negative in saying it's a defensive good news piece. It is. You know, when you have a lot of trouble and then you overcome something. Let me give you an example. Ah, it's great news. I survived the coronavirus. That is great news. But wouldn't it be better news if we never got the coronavirus in the first place? See, it's that kind of deal. And especially that's related to the battle for liberty when folks are literally intentionally causing you trouble. You know, then it's different. You can't just call it great news. It's a tremendous setback, right? All right. Anyway, I digress. That's the broadcast with James Edwards on Wednesday. Still available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. LibertyRoundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please, if you find that broadcast worthwhile. Now, yesterday's show. Recap of that show, too. Wow. We had on two incredible guests. First one, we had on Janet Porter. You say, who is Janet Porter? Well, she's a well-known talk show host. She's an author. And Janet Porter is author of what we call the Heartbeat Bill. And the Heartbeat Bill is a legislation that's been rifling across the country to protect little babies. Whenever there's a heartbeat, hey, you can't murder the baby with a live heartbeat. So she's the author of the Heartbeat Bill. What a wonderful piece of legislation, and somebody who's been really an advocate for pro-life. She's also the author of a book called A Heartbeat Away. In fact, James Dobson said this about Janet Porter. That's Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family. Janet Porter is a frontline warrior whom I respect highly. She has done as much to protect the sanctity of life as anyone I know. Wow. I'm also pleased to call her my friend. I agree with that assessment, and I'm grateful to call Janet Porter a friend as well. Anyway, she's got two websites for you to learn about, check out, getting involved with. JanetPorterReport.com and F2A.org. That's Faith to Action. F2A.org. Great websites. Great gal. Doing a wonderful job. Get her book, A Heartbeat Away, right away. Think the election is over, writes Janet Porter. Think again. Janet Porter reveals the Trump card. That is an executive order on foreign interference in elections. Rand Paul doubles down and says, voter fraud happened. The election was in many ways stolen. Janet Porter finishes up the broadcast with us, and in my opinion, this is a great line. We need high-octane prayer that can move mountains, she says. Amen to that. We need high-octane prayer that can move mountains. Boy, howdy, is she right on that score. Anyway, there you have it. There is election fraud. What I don't understand is we're not arresting anybody involved in this fraud, whether it be elections or whether it be involvement with foreign nations. And I mean, even if you sleep with a Chinese spy, there's no accountability, okay? I mean, if you're an influential person in Congress, creating national security crises everywhere. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, our society, there's just no accountability, sadly to say. Now, Janet and others say, Sam, you got to be patient, buddy. It's a coming, and I sure pray they're right. But, man, I've been on the radio for a long, long time, 25-plus years, right? And I'm over 50 years old, and I haven't seen in my lifetime serious accountability. 9 times out of 10, the good guys go to jail, and the bad guys remain free. And you can say, Sam, you're just negative. My gosh. No, it's the truth. And until we push hard enough to get people incensed enough to do something about it, it isn't going to change. See, repentance has changed on a personal level, right? Well, if the nation is going to repent from allowing these criminals to get above us, then we need change. Change can bring about blessings. All right, so I don't mean to be negative, but I'm telling you, until we start arresting these criminals, I don't see how it can get better. They have too much control of too many systems. The media, the government, it goes on and on and on and on. All right, that was hour one yesterday. Hour two yesterday, an equally incredible guest. We had on our buddy Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. He's president of NTU.org. And NTU, ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of American taxpayers, mobilizing elected officials and citizens everywhere regarding their tax relief. So NTU.org mobilizes on behalf of all of us about tax truth, tax accountability, etc. Now, NTU urges passage of COVID-19 relief legislation. Article was written by Brandon Arnold. And you say, Sam, what do you got socialist people on there talking about, you know, giving handouts? And no, stop. The government has literally stolen the livelihoods from many Americans. All right, you can't go to your restaurant. You can't open your business. You can't open your skating rink. You can't, whatever the case may be. How are these people going to make a living if you do that? So I'm not for handing out money. But I will go back to the example I used yesterday regarding the Constitution with land. If the United States government, federal government, wants land in a given state, it has to be for a specifically defined, articulated purpose in the Constitution. And if that purpose is justified, they can go to a state, work together to identify some land, and then if the state agrees, then the government can buy the land for a just price, a fair price, fair compensation, if you will. Well, that's what needs to happen here. If you're going to shut down a business by mandate of government, there's an obligation to make sure that somebody is made whole for that. Now, I don't like the taxpayers being on the hook for this at all. That's why we, the people, need to double down and reject these politicians that are doing this in the first place. Okay, we shouldn't be locking down over the coronavirus. We shouldn't be melting down and stealing people's businesses and providing socialist handouts and talking about universal basic incomes and, you know, everybody gets a government check and all this stuff. We shouldn't be doing this at all in the first place, right? But there's a rare person that speaks out against this like me, right? Most folks aren't even speaking out against it. They're just like, man, the coronavirus is horrible and we don't want everybody to die. I get it. I don't want everybody to die either. I think the coronavirus is horrible. And I think we do need to be careful. But at the same time, I don't think we need to basically literally put government above everyone, deny everybody choice and agency and freedom, and put the government above everybody to keep us safe. If you trade your security for safety, you'll wind up with neither, warned the founding fathers. And boy, howdy, do you see that in modern society today? We also talked about in lame duck Congress. Congress should avoid shutdown and pass targeted COVID relief. And I think that's the reality check. You don't want to give everybody a handout. But if you're going to shut people down, there needs to be just fair compensation derived. Lawmakers should reject the $740 billion defense bill, ladies and gentlemen. There's wins and losses in the latest bill, in the latest defense policy bill. Lautz, I guess is how you say his name, is the author of that piece for National Taxpayers Union. Let's see. There's a new House bill that would reform outdated, expensive record system. And in the courts, they're trying to get that squared away, too. We also talked about three surprising facts about international trade and manufacturing. We talked about the U.S. Treasury Department, I guess, has now branded Vietnam and Switzerland as currency manipulators. China and nine other countries are on the watch list. We should use tariffs at the borders, ladies and gentlemen. That would be a great way to punish bad actors and to shield the American people from direct taxation.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian cyber attack on multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The Hunter Biden laptop story is not going away. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki has more.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure the issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. I'm telling you right now, it tastes fantastic. Here's what I like to do. I get myself a piece of that Dave's Killer Bread. You ever had that? I'm just telling you right now, some of the best bread on the planet. Anyway, I get one of those pieces of Dave's Killer Bread, and I toast it, and then I put butter, real butter, right? And then I put that raw honey on my toast. I'm telling you right now, just absolutely delicious. And there you have it. You want to learn more and get raw honey delivered directly to your door, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or you can dial 801-669-2211 and talk to Kurt directly and ask questions. And there's a bunch of different kind of flavors of honey based on what kind of plants the honey is derived from, right? And you can also text him at that same number, 801-669-2211. So you can email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. You can text or call 801-669-2211, or you can go to localhoneyman.com. That's localhoneyman.com. All right, top 1% saw wages soar by 160% since 1979, USA Today. And it just goes to show, you know, a lot of us are struggling to make ends meet, but man, they've really let the rich get richer. And the poor get poorer in this country, ladies and gentlemen. America used to be all about the middle class. The middle class is disappearing the more we embrace socialism and communism in America. Sad tale to tell, but true. All right, we also talked about the National Restaurant Association gives a bleak warning to Congress. In a letter, they say with nearly one in six restaurants closed, The restaurant industry will absolutely crumble if it doesn't receive relief and fast. So there you have it. Our prayers are with the restaurant industry and other public venues are in trouble too. Some of the small businesses are dying on the vine. Big business getting bigger. Amazon's going to have a record year. Yeah, a record year. You know, there you have it. Bitcoin breaks $21,000 after reaching an all-time high of $20,000. So Bitcoin's going way up as people are panicked about the paper currency. They're losing the confidence game of the paper currency. And they believe that Bitcoin is the answer, going to save them. I believe Bitcoin is a disaster, folks. Write it down and remember who warned you. All right, this idea that there's not a back door, there's not a hack, is a lie. Trust you, me, write it down. I know everybody's going to go, wait a minute, Sam. I'm a digital technical guy, and I'm telling you right now, they can. This is blockchain. It's public. You can't hack it. It's transparent. No, it isn't, folks. No, it is not. Okay? I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe, if you believe they can create something in the digital world that can't be manipulated, you've been absolutely deceived. All right? And we'll get into that. Biden already orchestrating campaign against the Second Amendment, folks. Oh, yeah, he's getting crazy already, and he's not even the president yet. Many say he never will be, as the election has been contested like never before in my lifetime. Anyway, I digress, but that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word and donate liberally today, would you please? All right, folks, by the way, my business is called Small Business Tech Guys, sbtechguys.com. If you need consulting for IT or HR or anything else, get a hold of us. We'd love to help you. We have the Discovery Hour. We'll spend a little bit of time assessing your business, giving you a quote, figuring out what makes best sense for you. And you can determine at that same time if you believe we're the people to carry forward that ball for you. Would love to do it. SBTechGuys.com. All right. Bloomberg Group urges Joe Biden to undertake gun control by executive order. Yeah. So you already have now the gun control folks out in full force. Joe Biden's not even president yet, but they're already putting together serious plans for gun control. Can you believe this? And it's sad. And I know a lot of people are saying, we got to do something to stop Joe. We got to dodge this bullet. I get it. But this seems to be what the people want. You say, why do you say that, Sam? The people didn't even vote for President Trump. That was a vote fraud scenario. I know. But we've allowed our leaders to get so above us that they can do whatever they want to. Forget your opinion or your belief. We, the people in our greater numbers, aren't taking action enough to do anything about it. We just believe CNN and believe Bloomberg and believe all these, you know, hey, Joe's in control and he's already moving forward to do these things. And that's just the way it is, people say. I agree with Janet yesterday on the program where she's like, hey, you know what? Janet Porter's saying, you know, we can't just live with that or accept that. We got to fight and stand up for liberty and accountability. Amen, Janet. All right, turns out like Salt Lake City is now giving money to help people to pay their rent. Salt Lake City giving people money to help pay their rent. And again, it's the kind of thing where I don't support that kind of behavior. But at the same time, what if you lock somebody down, shut down their business, they can't make a living, they're an employee, they can't pay their rent, they work at a restaurant, they work at some kind of public place, now they can't work, and their unemployment's running out and whatever else. Do you just let the landlord kick them out of their house, or do you help pay their rent? We're creating dilemmas. We've never crossed these roads before. We've never locked down the healthy or those who claim they're not sick. We just say, oh, you might not know you're sick, but trust me, you're sick. And you're going to make everybody else sick too. We've literally, fallen on our sword over that mentality, that belief system, that idea. We've never done that in the history of the world that I know of. All right, Mike Lee, sad to say, disappointed in you, Mike, already recognizes Joe Biden as president-elect. Shame on you, Mike. I don't recognize Joe Biden is president-elect, and I'll tell you why. He hasn't been elected. You say, Sam, it's all but over, buddy. These states voted. President Trump put up his court cases, got shot down on every one of them. The Electoral College has already voted. Come on. I know. I get all that. I understand. But every bit of those things are in serious contesting stages right now. I know, Sam, but Trump's not going to win. I mean, those contestings are just conspiracy theory crazy. No, they're legitimate due process of law. Sidney Powell's saying, hey, you know what? The Supreme Court's slow walking my cases right now. So somebody needs to launch an investigation. Are those cases being intentionally slow walked to run things out of time and give Joe Biden the advantage? If that's true by the courts, then the Supreme Justices and other court officials along the way, the appellate courts and everything else, then all those judges are guilty of election manipulation if they're really slow walking her cases. Because we need to get evidence before the courts and prove that evidence. And, you know, you got Tucker Carlson in the mainstream press saying there's no evidence. And then you got courts intentionally slow walking cases so they don't come up. That all amounts to vote fraud and vote manipulation. Because if there's vote fraud and we can't demonstrate the evidence, and so the cases are thrown out, not on the merits of the case, mind you, but on this idea that we're not going to take, you know, hey, Texas doesn't have standing, you know, this, that, well, it might be vote fraud, but it's not enough to make a difference or change the game or whatever. We're not doing all that, folks. But Mike Lee now says he recognizes Joe Biden as president-elect. Shame on you, Mike Lee. Because until Congress has their deadline on the 6th, and until a lot of these contested realities are dealt with, I don't believe that we have Joe Biden elect. In fact, Joe Biden even promised, Mike Lee, just so you know, Joe Biden promised until all the I's were dotted and T's crossed. In other words, it was a done deal that he wouldn't declare victory, and he's already done so against his promise in the debates. Do you remember that? Mitt Romney urges President Trump to move on. Shame on the Utah senators. I don't want to move on. I want accountability because it's not even about Donald Trump. It's not even about this single election. It is partially, but it's about, in my opinion, the bigger picture. It's about saying we cannot allow vote fraud in the country. And if we just let it go now and move on, as Romney says, or declare Joe Biden president-elect when there's vote fraud and allegations without providing the president due process and judging the merits of the cases, this is interesting. Why are we not even judging the merits of the cases? Because they know full well they'll come up with vote fraud everywhere. That's why. All right, well, while that's going on, we can't just sit idly by. Now, we may eventually be shut down. That's why I say I don't trust the swamp. It's above us. Secret combinations everywhere. Okay, but you know what? We need to fight on, nevertheless. Just because I believe that the system's so corrupt they won't give us justice, that doesn't mean that I don't think we should fight. We should. So I say shame on Mike Lee and shame on Mitt Romney. You two senators are a disgrace. Why don't you stand up and say, we've got to know the truth here? Okay, Romney's saying there's no vote fraud. Well, isn't that for the courts to decide in an open, transparent, you know, due process trial? All right, the Director of National Intelligence, do you know who that is? They call him DNI, Director of National Intelligence. His name is John Ratcliffe right now, okay? He said there's foreign interference in the 2020 election. The Democrats used to say that too until their guy won. Now they want to pretend it's not happening. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, there is foreign interference in our elections. And there's also domestic interference into our elections. We'll talk about it more, and I'll give you more proof on the other side of this short pause. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, so there was absolutely vote fraud in the elections, ladies and gentlemen. And what I don't understand is why we have some people claiming that it's not even reality. Move on, move on, move on. What's their agenda, ladies and gentlemen? Why are they so interested in moving on? All right, the Director of National Intelligence, DNI is what they call him. His name is John Ratcliffe, and John says there was indeed foreign interference into our 2020 elections. Here's the story. There was a hack on a software firm called SolarWinds, Orion. All right? SolarWinds, Orion. Remember that name, okay? There was a hack on SolarWinds. And this provided hackers access to, listen to me, to the U.S. Commerce Department and the Treasury Department. Now listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This also provided hackers access to the Dominion voting machines. Why? Because the Dominion voting systems also used SolarWinds. You got it? Now, you say, what? Sam, I don't know anything about SolarWinds. That's right, because unless you're in the IT industry, you probably haven't heard about them. SolarWinds, ladies and gentlemen, is a company that's pretty much just been obscure. Hack brings unwanted attention to obscure but vital IT firm SolarWinds. Okay? So, SolarWinds doesn't want this attention. Okay? They're a Texas-based software company providing vital computer network monitoring capability and services to corporations and government agencies around the world, okay? But the revelation that elite cyber spies have spent months, listen to me, months secretly exploiting SolarWinds software to peer into computer networks, all right? We're talking about financial 500, you know, I'm sorry, what do they call it? Or 500 Fortune companies? Fortune 500 companies are all on high alert over this. Right, they say it's probably tied to Russia. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because I say you can't really tell who's hacking. They say they were hiding in plain sight by masquerading their systems. In other words, here's the problem. Since SolarWinds provides software that's designed to make systems secure, it's called endpoint technology, to make things simple. Okay, and in this endpoint technology, what happens is you install it on somebody's computer, and that's supposed to basically be able to watch. It's the eyes and ears of security for that endpoint of that system. Well, what happens then, the eyes and ears of that system through SolarWinds becomes your, well, you consider that the secure point. Well, what if you exploit the secure technology, and now what you believe is the secure system, the secure mechanism, it's been hacked, right? That's the problem with this thing, all right? So now hack brings unwanted attention to SolarWinds, a well-known to the IT industry, but obscure to the average Joe company, right? This is serious. And so when there's a hack on SolarWinds, they've been virtually hanging out in plain sight the very security system you had in place was compromised. Now, this directly relates to the Dominion voting systems, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is this story gets technical fast. How do you avoid the technical details of a SolarWinds, but help people understand the breach that took place? All right? So imagine this. You have an alarm system on your house. I'm going to bring this to the kitchen table. And I don't want you IT people to call me and say that's a crude example that doesn't fit, Sam, because I want to put it on the kitchen table. And unless you've got a better way to put it on the kitchen table for everybody, I don't want to hear that it's not an exact or whatever. It isn't exact, and it's not a perfect analogy, but it's close. Imagine you have an alarm system on your home. But imagine in that alarm system, there's a backdoor code. And that backdoor code somehow got in the hands of the wrong people. And now they're using that backdoor code to get into your home. And they're also using that backdoor code to make sure that you don't know because it seems so legitimate. I mean, there's been no breaches. There's been no alarms. There's been no faults of any kind, right? So you believe it's all on the up and up. Now imagine that that company that put in your alarm, in this case the equivalent of SolarWinds, imagine that they don't know that somebody else has got the backdoor code too. Okay, now, it's not as simple as that because it took some hacking and it took some installing of secret software and a backdoor and it took a lot of other things to make happen. It's more complicated and sinister and criminal than the example that I give you by all means. But the point is the same in that it's going through the front door with a backdoor, right? It's using the system against itself. So there was a hack on a software firm called SolarWinds, Orion. And this hack gave access to the U.S., listen, Commerce and Treasury Departments. Now, if they hack the Commerce and Treasury Departments, folks, do you think it might affect our money? Eh? Huh? But it also provided hackers access to the Dominion voting systems, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so a hack brings unwanted attention to obscure but vital IT firm SolarWinds, a Texas-based software company who provides vital computer network monitoring systems to government agencies and Fortune 500 companies around the world. This is serious, serious. So remember on the radio how I'm the guy that tells you that if you believe a system cannot be hacked, you're wrong. Everything can and will be hacked, okay? It is a reality. And if you're an IT professional, you know that I'm telling you the truth. All right? Look, there's nothing that can't be hacked. That's why when people run around and tell me, oh, Bitcoin's safe, it's transparent, they got a blockchain, it can't be hacked or manipulated, I say, you don't know what you're talking about. When the Pentagon gets hacked into regularly, when you literally have a hack on this vital IT firm, okay, SolarWinds, these are the people that provide security. Let me give you a comparison. It would be if we used an antivirus program, right? You know the names. I don't want to use any names because I don't want to disparage anybody. But imagine if that system was the one spreading the virus. It's like that. The very system you think is supposed to stop the viruses would be the one spreading it. The very system that you think makes your system secure and prevented from being hacked is the one that's being used for the hack. This is very sinister. And it literally caught the Commerce Department and the Treasury Departments both got hacked. They're admitting that one. But what the mainstream press is leaving out of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is the Dominion voting systems use SolarWinds. Okay? This is something serious that people just aren't telling you. I don't know why people aren't telling you about this, but they're not. Where is the mainstream press when you need them? Well, the answer is they want to promote the vote fraud. And what they want to do is just hide it. But what I want to do is tell you the truth. The truth is the Commerce Department and the Treasury Department and the voting systems all got hacked. You say, Sam, how the heck can the hack be so big? How the heck can this even happen, Sam? I'll give you the answer. You ready? The way that the hack can happen and be so big in this case is because, again, they use the very systems that were designed to prevent hacking from happening to be the hack point. Right? That's how it's happening. The very systems that are designed to prevent the hack were used to enable the hack. Now, of course, it's unbeknownst to SolarWinds. SolarWinds has taken a beating over this. Why do I know so much about this? Because I deal with SolarWinds and other software solutions in this arena, and I've been aware of them and involved with them as an IT professional for years. Was I using SolarWinds in my business? Nope, wasn't. But just between you and me, it could have been just as easy. SolarWinds was a well-known, trusted, stable, reliable, with incredible track record company. Let's not down SolarWinds too much here, because you know what? They were legitimate. And all the other manufacturers of similar type products need to really take stock and analyze now and say, hey, are our systems hardened and protected enough? But it's a race with the bad guys. It's like the digital Cold War. Okay? The bad guys are trying to hack systems. The good guys are trying to prevent the hacks. It's a battle. And sometimes you lose in that battle. But everything is hackable. If anybody tells you different, I'm telling you right now, they're either completely ignorant or lying to you. I don't know which. But a hack brings unwanted attention to this obscure SolarWinds that literally had Fortune 500 companies, governments, and everybody else using their systems all the way down to, and this is what the government won't tell you. Why is the government telling you that the U.S. Department of Commerce and the U.S. Treasury Department got hacked, but they're not telling you that the Dominion voting systems were part of that and got hacked? Why aren't they telling you that part? Huh? In my opinion, it's dishonest and disingenuous to leave that part out, right? What on earth is going on here? Well, how many people are reporting it like I am? How many people are doubling down and giving you the deets like we are on Liberty Roundtable Live, huh? Nobody. And furthermore, how many people are putting it on the kitchen table so you can understand it? Right? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of somebody in charge of banking who is involved in banking scandals, or somebody in charge of the border who is slipping people illegally across the border. The very system designed to protect us and stop these things is the very group and or system that's undermining everything we think we're stopping. War on drugs is another issue that comes to mind. You know, we pretend we have a war on drugs, but a lot of the people that are involved in the war on drugs are the ones that are partnerships to bring drugs into the country. It's that kind of thing. You know, it's the kind of people that say we're going to stop sex exploitation of children. And then it turns out those folks are on the sex exploitation side. It's a good cop. You know, he's going to, but yet that's the guy that's using his, what do you want to call it? Cop credentials as cover to deal in drugs and sex trafficking and everything else. It's that kind of insider trading stuff that they've managed to pull on this thing. There was a hack on SolarWinds, and it affects Dominion voting machines. And then you got Mike Lee. Okay, Mike Lee and Mitt Romney, my two senators from my state. Mitt Romney saying, move on, Trump, forget it. Mike Lee recognized Joe Biden as president-elect with his vote fraud going on. Maybe you two senators ought to talk to the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI. His name is John Ratcliffe, by the way. He says there is foreign interference in elections, and it's been done through the hack of SolarWinds and directly related to the Dominion voting machines. Can we get a case in front of the courts that will double down and talk about that? I doubt it. But we will pray for and work towards making that happen ASAP. The security of our nation, the integrity of our elections, absolutely depend on it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I've got some incredible guests. I've got one of the attorneys coming up working on the vote fraud scandal. In seconds, you are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic. Loving Liberty.net.